All right, just a mess of stuff today on the show. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Last chance Taylor Swift tickets. It is going to happen as soon as Maggie tells me it's okay to air the cuticle. It's up to Maggie today. Is it time yet?
Nope, not yet.
All right, well, when it is, you just let me know.
And I will.
We'll try to give away some Taylor Swift tickets. Sue, Brittany calls in, and she goes, listen, I really love this guy. We've been dating for 5 years. We both have graduated college, and I think he's thinking about proposing now, which is awesome, except my family kind of makes fun of him a lot. Now, he works at the Home Depot, which I understand is a hard, good job, right? But my brother makes fun of him, always buys him orange shirts for Christmas. My dad takes cracks like, hey, if I ever need a good deal on wood stain or hardware, I'll give you a call. And it bothers me enough that I wonder, should I ask him to get a different job, start a new career before he proposes? Would that be okay? And I don't know if it's surprising or not. I guess I kind of thought there'd be more people just kind of getting on her about it. But there's actually about an even amount of people saying that's legitimate and now she should leave him be. Is that staying the case in the text club, or are we seeing more of a variation of comments now?
Still a little bit of variation. Somebody says, it makes sense to want to be more financially stable. You're making a huge, lifelong, hopefully, commitment. You as a couple will probably want to get a house, start a family, and be able to save for the future. In general, I think if she does tell him, she has to be gentle and very careful about it. On the other side, okay, this woman needs to listen to herself. Who cares if he works? He makes a living to support him and her. She sounds like she is the one with the insecurity issue and is ashamed of him. This woman has something that many people dream of, and she needs to be appreciative of that rather than worrying about his job. And also, my husband could work at McDonald's, and I wouldn't give a damn. She needs to simmer down on the spoiled brat act.
Your thoughts, hi.
Well, I'd just be curious as to what kind of jobs that she has and the rest of her family has that maybe a person could make fun of them for what they do for a living too.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're all doctors, lawyers, and senators.
Okay. Well, I just think that, yeah, there you go. No, I just think that they should probably just lay off and just be happy that he has a job, and maybe they should look and see what they do for a living too.
All right. Thank you so much. I've never been more curious as to what's happening, like, around you in a room than in the middle of your statement. You said, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Start doing that on the show. In middle of a sentence to Maggie, just be like, yeah, oh, I see you over there. Yeah, hi. Anyway, Maggie. Hey, what were you thinking?
Good morning. I guess what I'm thinking about is marriage is about the long term, and they should be talking about long-term goals. If his long-term goal is to work there because he likes it, it doesn't matter that he has the degree. The degree will help him get further into what he wants. And kind of shame on her for even mentioning where he works in a small community. She just called him out.
Yeah, she could easily said hardware store, yeah, something like that. Here's the thing, and I don't know, maybe somebody has brought this up and I just missed it, but I don't think so. What's wrong with the Home Depot?
Yeah, exactly.
What is wrong with I like the Home Depot. It's a nice, clean store.
Oh, and
I think they pay well.
He seems to like it. I mean, yeah. He keeps getting promoted. I mean, it can't be a bad thing.
Well, and somebody points it out. He's doing it right and starting out at the bottom of a large corporation and working his way up. He has a degree. He will be recognized if he keeps up the hard work. She's shallow. And maybe on the other side, a lot of people pointing out she should tell her parents and family to grow up.
I promise you, there is worse jobs out there.
Mm-hmm.
There really is. In fact, there's people that would be grateful for that job and be really happy that they have that job. Hi.
Well, I used to work in a home improvement store. I won't say which one. But in order to move up past into the management position, you had to have a college degree.
So you're basically saying he already has a pretty good job. He is putting his degree to use.
Exactly. And I used to manage a fast food restaurant, and I made really, really good money.
Perfect. Thank you. Maybe a few more of those text guys.
If he finds a job that will make him more money, but he hates it, it will ruin the relationship way faster than him having a job he loves with less money. The happier he is at the end of the day of work, the better he'll treat you at the end of the day of work. He has a job that supports him. Their future is financially secure. His managers are already watching him. Example, the promotion. She just needs to be secure in herself. Her family members are just elitist snobs. Not everyone can be a lawyer. Plus, he may love his job, and she should love that he loves it.
All right, Rat. Let's say that before you put a ring on it, after dating for 5 years, Sarah came up to you and said, you know, I know you really enjoy being a radio DJ, but really, my family, they make fun of you, man. They don't want me saying I'm with a DJ. Like, what is this? You would need to get a new job before you proposed to me. Would you be with her?
No.
Yeah.
Because first off, your family's going to make fun of me no matter what.
Sure.
I mean, you met me. That's just what happens. And I'm one of those people where my job doesn't define me, and I don't want it to ever define me.
I think that we've spent so much time, you know, covering her question, is it okay for me to ask this? We neglected to maybe spend much time on how would you react to this if somebody actually asked you that? And I can't imagine he's going to be very receptive to that. Hey, you know what? I care a lot about you. I love you. I want you to propose. I do want to spend the rest of my life with you. I'm very excited about that. But my family makes fun of you, and I think you should get a different job. Excuse me? That sounds like an I knew it was over when moment to me. There's no way you would be receptive to that. I don't know how you have that conversation in such a way that he's going to be like, yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to go apply here now. I really don't think that's going to work.
No.
It just truly won't. Any final text?
Quite a few. I think that she shouldn't care what her family thinks. As king, as she loves him, that's all that matters. I'm sorry to say that woman doesn't know what hard work is. My wife and I struggle with our bills. I work a full-time job. She works 2 part-time jobs and is in college. She needs to be happy her man has a job. And a lot of people kind of turning now saying, basically, if you love him, what he does shouldn't matter to you. The future will have whatever it holds for you.
My favorite text of the whole thing, not really helpful, but it made me giggle. I bet her family name is Menard.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You are unreliable. You are often incoherent. And then when you do make sense, you are surly and rude.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining.
Y94. I've never seen.